Good afternoon. It is 1:25 and I haven't done a podcast in about a year and some change because distractions and procrastination, and I'm sometimes an awful person. But I'm here with my boyfriend Lucas to talk to you guys about religion and how basically it's kind of a sham, but we're not shaming those who actually believe in it. We're just stating the overall purpose of it being, what's the word?
Manipulative?
Yeah, that works. So, like I said, I do have my boyfriend Lucas here. And I just wanted to ask you, like, personally, like, what do you believe in as far as, like, the afterlife and, you know, dying in general? Like, do you think we'll go to some heaven? Do you think we'll ascend to a different dimension? Do you just think we're worm food and it just goes black? Like, how do you feel about it?
It all goes black.
And you're comfortable and you're comfortable with that idea?
Yeah.
So are you atheist? You don't believe there's any higher power out there?
I wouldn't necessarily say atheist, but I wouldn't say I believe in something either.
So do you believe, like, there's a higher power out there? Like, the source of whatever we're going through now?
Possibly. There's a 50-50. It's always a 50% chance of something.
Do you feel that way because of the lack of physical evidence? Or is it just something you never really thought about too hard and you just kind of like, well, we're science, so we die and we're dirt, so...
Whether you have science and then you have religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, with religion, you don't have enough information. And with science, you don't have enough information. So you can't just... I don't think you could just pick one or the other. You just have to go off the information that you're giving from both.
Now, so, and that's what also I want to say, because there is science, you know, as far as like, how can I explain this? Like, you know, religion, people often think religion and science don't go together at all, but it actually does. Like, especially when people talk about meditation and your, do you believe in meditation and your chakras and energies and stuff like that?
I wouldn't go that far, but. Because I don't have that much experience with it, but meditation, I certainly believe in.
So you do, so that's what I'm asking. Like, so do you do believe in, like, the concept of our energy and having control over, because that's what meditation is having control over our energies and, you know, not necessarily, like, meditating away our pain or anything like that, but it's kind of like, oh, I'm learning to accept it and learn why I feel that way and why my energy is so distorted. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to a certain extent, you do, or you're just like,
yeah,
nah.
You have control over yourself and understanding your true being and what your, how could I say, like, finding the errors within your own being and trying to correct them, or finding some kind of positive light to better improve yourself. I feel like you can always do that.
And how do you feel about, well, I won't say all mainstream religions, because they are different and it's kind of hard to summarize an opinion of all religions in one go. So, like, how do you feel about, like, mainstream Christianity and stuff like that?
That's not needed. None of that is needed.
Why do you say that?
It's not necessary. Just as the time period that we live in, it's 2020. That kind of talk and speech.
It's obsolete.
And preaching, yeah, it's kind of like some olden days type stuff. Like, that's literally right. My, just like, my grandma. Like, when I go to church, all I think about is my grandma. Like, she would eat that up, because during that time, it's just like they didn't have certain things that we have now when, you know, that shit was like more prevalent to them.
Yeah. I just feel in general, like, any black person doing Christianity is just...
Yeah, that shit's dead.
And what kills me about Christianity is, like, you know, you got Southern Baptists, you got the, you know, like, all that other stuff. And I'm just like... But sometimes the only difference is, oh, instead of going to church on Sunday, I go to church on Saturday. And then they'll be like, that's blasphemous as fuck. Like, you got me mad. So I'm just like, why? Even in your own religion, you still ostracize
people that you
don't believe exactly what you believe,
but you do believe in it. You just go to church on a different day. And I think stuff like that is what gets me, because it's just like,
what gets me is the interpretation of the Bible and how anybody can interpret it in any way, shape, or form.
And yet and they may feel like there's only one interpretation of that thing.
So if you're saying that God is the only answer and Jesus is the Lord and Savior and all this, that, and the third, then I would feel there would be only one interpretation of this book. Because when you have all these different interpretations, which one of you are right? And then they also, Christians also make it seem like you have to be Christian to achieve this afterlife goal, and they act as if they're the only religion in this world. So when I have thousands of religions to choose from, if I pick the wrong one, I'm not gonna get this beautiful afterlife that I'm looking for. And then you can't say that, well, if you're a Buddhist or if you're a Muslim, you're gonna go to the afterlife of the religion that you so choose. That ain't how, I don't think that's how it works.
I know. That's how I wish things were. Like, if you have that's what, like, I really wish would happen. Like, if you're Christian, boom, you go to heaven. If you're Satanist, you get to go to hell with the devil. Or not even Satanist, because, you know, not even all Satanists believe in the devil, but they believe in being their own God and all this other stuff. I'm not gonna get into that. But I mean, like, hardcore, you know, Lucifer worship, you know, like, go, you know, you get to go where he at. Like, if you're Buddhist, you'll get reincarnated as a tiger or something. Like I really wish that's how the world worked, because then at that point there's no need to argue. Everybody just has their different opinion on where they want to go. And I feel like that's still kind of what's happening, but instead of just accepting, like, we're all, you know, trying to do different shit, they're just like, no, you're wrong because blah 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 blah, even though there's no real solid evidence for some of this
Christians
stuff.
Christians always try to force their own ideology on other people.
I mean, I guess there's no need to say all, you know, I mean, not all Christians, because honestly, yeah, that's another thing I want to say. If you hear us talking about something, you know, a religion or something, and we say, oh, all Christians, please don't make it seem like we're talking about all Christians. Obviously not all Christians are out here trying to convert people.
I'm talking about the extreme ones that just be like, when I had this near-death experience,
I saw my grandma.
I saw the Lord, and he was standing right beside my grandmother. Like, no, you didn't.
My thing is, like, you know, when you die, you release DMT. And that's a whole fucking drug people can literally smoke. You know what I'm saying? Or take her out. You know, I've never done DMT. I just know that, you know, you're basically tripping balls, and you speaking the language of the gods type shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. Like, I'm not trying to knock DMT. You know, if you do that, that's cool. But I'm saying, like, the fact that we can dose ourselves or intake something that our brain produces, you know, so it's just like, well, if I can just take it.
And it's only doing that because it thinks you're dying.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's doing that to make your death more easier for you.
They say, like, you have this ecstasy when you die and everything. I'm like, well, yeah, like, that's what we deem, apparently, because, like I said, I've never done it. That's how DMT and stuff makes you feel and all that. But my thing is, as far as, like that YouTube channel we was watching that one time called Spirit Science. Like, there is a science to all living things, as far as, like, you know, our brain, we have electromagnetic brain waves. Like, that's the thing. Every human has that. So and you know, when you take drugs like DMT, LSD, shrooms and stuff like that, your brain, like, just is like electromagnetic field times five. So that explains, like, the shit you're thinking, the shit you're seeing. Like, you know, you'll see waves and stuff, you'll start to, you know, think things in a completely different way. But my thing is, your electromagnetic energy is all throughout your body. You know what I'm saying? So you can have control over that, you know, for meditation, chakra control, like, you know, stuff like that. And God, I wish you was watching a Midnight Gospel with me or whatever. But yeah, that's basically what we're talking about, you know, your soul body. And once we, you know, shed this body, you know, we'll go into the spirit realm or whatever, become soul body, whatever, blah, 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 blah. That stuff, because, you know, there are people that have, I don't want to say, you know, whatever, astral projection, but there are people that just lay in bed like how we are, and they'll just astral project and go somewhere else. And that's a real thing. Like, people be doing that for shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think that's really a religion per se. But, you know, it happens, and I feel like once we die, it's probably going to be something like that. Or even when we was watching Midnight Gospel, they was talking about how Jesus was an Indian stuff. They don't want to talk about that shit in the Bible, but he was over there in fucking India, mm-hmm. meditating, getting his chakras together. Like, you know, like Jesus was one of those divinities mm-hmm. Out of many. Mm-hmm. Remember how we saw that? So I just think he was just one of those guys that just actually unlocked his full 100%, you know, spirit, body, soul ascension, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah. But he's just one out of many of those people that have done it.
Yeah.
You know, but to say that, oh, there's only one God in our Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ, like, dude, there's so many other people that were doing what he was doing probably before his time.
Yeah.
You know? And just because we don't have a book about it that some white man didn't press on us centuries ago doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. When we die, I feel like everything is going to be how it was before you were born.
And in the womb?
Nah. You know, like, before you were even born, there is no concept of time.
Oh, yeah.
So, before you were born, millions and thousands of years happened before you even existed.
Mm-hmm. But they also say we was around during those thousands and millions of years ago. We just wasn't this.
But I'm saying you had no conscious.
Oh yeah.
Thing of it, so it's just like being black and just out in this dark space for a billion years or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But just because there's no concept of time doesn't mean you're not gonna see anything.
What do you mean?
It just means time is still. That doesn't mean you're not gonna visually see anything. It just means that there is no concept of time.
No, it's just you couldn't. You can't. There was no nothing to see, is what I'm saying.
But how do you know that?
I'm just thinking when you die, it's gonna be exactly how it was before you even born. You were nothing. You were just.
But
nothing,
that's what right? I'm saying, though. You know, like you already know in science, like, you know, energy can't be, you know, transferred or destroyed or nothing like that.
But
so,
that don't mean you're gonna have conscious knowledge of your existence.
Oh, that's why we're here now, so we can raise our consciousness. That's the whole point of our physical plane right now, is to raise that consciousness so when we die, we don't drift off into nothingness and emptiness. You know what I'm saying?
See, the problem with that is I also feel like a lot of that stuff is man-made ideology. I don't know. Human beings is like the fact that we can think and breathe and have knowledge of everything that we do constantly and have all these different types of thoughts and stuff and mm-hmm. create and all that shit. I think human beings try to make themselves the center of something greater.
No, we're not.
At the end of the day.
But we are a part of something great.
Well, at the end of the day, we're all just animals. We're just animals. Like,
no, and that's true. But like that one guy we watched on Hot Ones, like, we're not special because we're different. We're special because we are the same. We are all part of the universe, you know, and the universe is inside of us. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful ass thing. That's why I say, like, since we're a part of the universe and it's inside of us, we're made of the same atoms that are in every single living organism, also in space. Nitrogen, hydrogen, the main gas. We are made up of that, and those same, you know, those same elements are in all of the universe, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say when we die, we're not gonna go anywhere. We're probably gonna be somewhere. It could be here, could be somewhere else, but we're not gonna just disappear. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Were you before you were born?
I don't know, but that's why you raise your consciousness. Like, that's the whole point of being enlightened and raising your consciousness so you can retain those things. Remember, well, anyway, let me go ahead to the next question as well, because I didn't even ask you all the questions. One of the last questions was, well, it says, how do you think religion affects people? But we kind of went over that.
It could be a negative or a positive.
Yeah, but it's good and bad like everything else.
But I see a lot of negatives because people become dependent upon it and having answers for everything through God. And I don't think you can just do that.
Yeah.
I don't even think that that's what it's meant for in the first place.
What kills me about Christianity is, like, you know, it basically seems like you do all this strict you know, like, yeah, discipline, like, you know, no lying, no drinking, no sex before marriage. Like, you know, if we really going into deep Bible times, like, you know, the wife can't even be looked at during sex and, you know, yeah. shit like that. But my, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. What was the question? I forget. Anyway, next. Would you... It says, would you suggest religion to those who are lost or have no faith at all?
No.
Why is that?
Because it's not necessary.
So what would you suggest to someone who's lost or have no faith in themselves?
Try to have understanding with yourself and figure out what you need in your life. Not necessarily run to a religion to find... You can't run to a religion to find out what you need to know about yourself. You need to figure out what you need to know about yourself with yourself, dog.
I feel like people run to religion for the opposite of that. They do that so... You know, they don't have to learn about themselves, so they don't have to realize what's going on the inside. So they're just like, God, please help. No, sit with yourself, make a plan.
Anytime
like,
shit goes south, you hear a Christian go, God, get me out of this. When you need to get
or
you out
I thank
of this.
God for all of my achievements, even Everything. Though you was the one, even though you was the one studying, working, putting in that 9-to-5 paycheck, all that. Like,
it was God,
you know? And I'm just like, dude, you need to give credit to yourself. And I feel like that's why people feel. But I feel like that's why people be feeling lesser than themselves, because all the achievements, all the stuff that people be doing for them, or, you know, what they go through, it's all because of God. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you this. It's not God, because God is not just out here handing out bad shit to one person and great shit to another one.
Yeah, there's literally rich rapists out here. Like,
no. Like, if that's real, like, God is fucked up. Like,
yeah, like, that's off. But, you know, that's why I was saying there is a religion where they believe that God did create the universe, God did create the earth, but he has no interference of what goes on earth afterwards. That's a whole religion in itself.
Now, that I can believe now.
Yeah, it's very logical. Like, okay, that's logical. Yeah, he probably just observing, you know.
Just watching what's going on.
Yeah.
If that was a thing, now, yeah.
And like I said, I'm not saying religion is overall stupid, because it does help people out. It does help people get through a tough time. But it's just, it comes to the point where you're like, you believe in everything that this book says. Like, you are willing to, you know, just do.
And anybody else that doesn't.
Yeah. Like,
stupid.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not even trying to say Jesus wasn't real, because he definitely was a real human being. There is proof of Jesus. Like, I completely, you know, that nigga was here. You feel me? But to say Christianity is the one religion we all need to be on, and Christianity is the true, like, that's the true Lord, this is that. No. And then you got people like, Jehovah Witnesses, who only believe that only 42 or 46,000 people get into heaven. I'm like, there are 7 billion humans on this planet. Even before the 7 billion.
How would you know that? But that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, where did you get 46,000 from?
How would you know that?
I went to a Jehovah Witnesses conference thing. That shit was 8 hours long, dude. Yeah. I was falling asleep in there, dude. And multiple times they were just bashing gay people. They were talking like, if you feel those things, then you need to speak to the Lord, because you are not doing what you need to be doing. And I'm just what? Like, you know, people, there are literally there are gay Republican Christians out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, bro. Like,
it's your brain.
But I don't know. Like, I think we're both here to just say, like, you don't need religion to be a good person.
Yeah, like,
you don't need religion to tell you about yourself and how the world works. Like, we are actively here.
Yeah.
God is not actively, you know, in 2020 experiencing what the fuck Kim Kardashian doing or NBA Young. He ain't experiencing none of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like religion is too flip-floppy on ideas and everything and what is okay and what is not. Because then you have Christians that say being gay is cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have Christians that
and
say,
and then there are people,
no.
there are people that say that there is no recognition of, you know, sodomy being a sin in the Bible. Like I said, that could be true, that could be false. But even then, you're telling me that it even in the Bible, they're like, you can do the work, you can rape kids, you can kill people, you can do all this fucked up shit. But if you say, I allow God to be my Lord and Savior, this, that, and the third, you get straight into heaven. And that shit is fucking whack. I do not want to go to heaven and see fucking creepy Joe Biden or something. Like, no, I don't want that for myself. Like, I don't want to see none of that. You know, or, you know, like a mass murderer, like who just said, I believe God is my Lord and Savior after killing 40, 50 children. He gonna be in heaven.
Yeah, he gonna be there chilling with y'all.
Like, no, you got me fucked up, dude. And that's a universal thing for Christianity. Like, if you accept God as your Lord and Savior, you will get into heaven. And, like, it's just before you die, you will go into heaven. And honestly, that's not cool. That's not fair. And y'all should feel the same way, if I'm honest. Like,
that nigga killed my mother, but he going to heaven.
He going to heaven, though. But do you have anything last words you'd like to say to people? Like, let them know, like, what you got going on, or you just, what? Well, this
There's
is
slavery in the Bible.
There is slavery in the Bible,
and niggas just act like that's nothing.
Or about the woman that lust over donkey dicks.
Yeah, the donkey dicks.
Yeah,
there was a woman that lusted over that. What?
No, it was she was lusting over men with the size of donkey dicks.
Now, explain to me what that has anything to do with anything.
And then I saw today in a King something or other, God sent two bears to kill these kids because they was slandering the Lord's name. So we got bears attacking kids, bruh,
murdering them.
And my thing is, if you choose religion,
you know how many people God has killed in the Bible? Like, God,
he's a benevolent God, though.
No, bruh,
but my thing,
he's killed women and children, bruh, like, just because. Like, what's
you
that?
Have to for the Bible.
What's that place? Sodom and Gomorrah, that city.
Yeah.
He killed all the sinners in that city, but there were kids there. They're like children. There,
like, kids.
Shit.
Oh, he stole, but he was stealing bread for his family because they were starving. You know what I'm saying?
That guy that he was like, "Hey, dude," he was talking to the devil, and the devil, he told the devil, he was like, "Hey, nigga, these niggas would do anything for me, dog." And the devil was like, "Nah, bro, you're lying." And then he was like, "Watch this shit." And then he told this dude, he was like, "Hey, bro, kill your son."
He was really that was not Cain and Abel or something.
Kill your son.
Say
less, bro. I got you.
In the name of God, I will kill my son. Like, dude.
And he waited.
And then people are gonna complain, saying that these are old timey stories. Like, they don't really mean what they. And you know what? That may be true,
but the fact is,
Bible is probably like the number one top selling book on Amazon. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can buy a Bible at the gas station. Like, all these stories are apparent in the fucking Bible. And the fact that people want to raise their kids on some shit like that,
yeah,
I'm cool, dude. You can teach your kids moral rightness without the Bible, because I feel like you have Bible study. Why is a book about moral goodness and sanity and this is that? Why do we have to go to church every day to interpret something like that? You should just know to do those things.
Yeah.
Like, why would you intentionally go out and kill somebody?
I'm pretty sure when you're born, you know.
Unless it's self-defense, because that happens.
You know not to kill your mother.
You know not to. This woman, you need the Bible to tell you not to do something that you know is already fucked up. And that's my thing. Like, you know. No, no, no. This is getting really long. It's 23:31.
Like, that's cool. What's the other one? It was like, the devil was like, "You lying, God." And he was like, "Watch this shit." And he was like,
"You got dog fur in your mouth."
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Then he was like, "I'm going to take everything from this man." He took that nigga house, that nigga family.
Oh, yeah, just to see if his faith in God would stand strong. An American dad, his best friend was an atheist. He didn't believe in God at all. And Stan took his wife, he made his wife a lesbian. burnt down his house and the lesbian took his kids. And he ran this store and it was a restaurant, and Stan gave everybody bird flu. This dude had nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like, and now you can turn your face to God, because if you don't turn to Jesus, then you're going to go to hell like a heathen. That's why Stan did all that stuff. The dude was unconscious in the hospital. He got his life back. But who gave it to him? The devil. So now Stan's best friend was now a Satan worshiper, but he was like, you know what? You're still my best friend. And that's what I'm saying. That is all that matters. You can be Christian as long as, like, you know, he was trying to press all this stuff on this man, almost killed this dude. The dude came back as a Satanist. Real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, now that's your best friend after all that.
When you could have just let him live?
As an atheist, yes.
I don't know. People have weird, like that white Republican guy that's just like, there's no way you could be an atheist. There's no way.
I hate that guy. It takes too much faith to be an atheist.
It takes too much faith to be an atheist.
Think about that. I'm going to be mad if this is 26 minutes long and it sounds like trash.
I think it takes more power to believe that there's just nothing. That there's nothing out there. When you can just believe in an all-powerful God.
I feel like that takes more faith.
Yeah, I feel like...
Because at least when you're an atheist, like, you're sticking to the science of human life. Like, yeah. That's something we all can have some faith in. Like, we all know what we're going to die. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to say that guy in general is a fucking cuck.
Yeah, what is
that?
Weird.
I mean, I meant to say cock, but cuck. A cuck also works too. Yeah. But yeah.
Because it's weird. It's just like, you're telling me that you're just certain. But I mean, you gotta think, he probably been Christian ever since he was born.
Out the forces.
So, you know what I'm saying? His parent was like, you're going to church, little nigga. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
And he was just like, cool. But everybody ain't cool with that, dude. I used to go to church all the time when I was a little kid.
Same.
And go with my grandma, but I'd be standing in there. And I'd just be like standing watching these old ass people freak out about weird ass shit. I'd just be like... Like, dude, he's not talking about nothing that I don't already know I shouldn't be doing.
Or, like, those people that listen to child priests. Like, please stop.
Yeah, like...
Stop making your children priests. They don't know what the hell... They literally repeat what y'all be saying. Like please stop.
You know, I ain't gonna shit on my grandma. Just be like, yeah, grandma, you're fucking stupid for believing God. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
But it's ridiculous, but nonetheless.
To me, it's ridiculous, but it's just like, hey, bro, you wanna go to church every day? Do your thing.
Yeah,
bro.
At the end of the day, people are more than willing to do their own thing. But I mean, like, the historical background of Christianity and stuff. Like, I feel like some of it is just blatant ignorance and fear of just not knowing.
First of all, the church, any church, mostly all black churches, ain't got nothing but drama going on. Like, in a place,
in the community, yeah.
In the place you talk about, this is supposed to be the most.
Who got the best potato salad?
Like, literally, the pastors and shit and the deacons, they'll be beefing at my grandma's church. And I just be like, this is the house of the Lord. And y'all are in here arguing.
No, what killed me was that one guy we saw on YouTube talk about some. I know the coronavirus make y'all stay inside, but make sure y'all get y'all money to the church. I was like, oh my God.
No, bro.
People are dying, Steve. No, like, bro. Chill out.
What happened? I'm trying to remember. Me and my family, we go to my grandma's church every April 14th on my birthday. We go to that church service whichever week that day falls on. And we all go there. So the church end up being packed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But usually there ain't nobody there but like five people. So they should be lucky that we there that day. So, like, I walk in. Shit you not, I haven't seen my granddad, my great-granddad in, like, fucking, like, 3 years or some shit. So, when I walk in there, and he see me and I see him, I'm like, hey, granddad. And he's like, oh, hey there, boy.
Hey there, boy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hugging him and stuff, you know. Then I go find a seat. Then the deacon on the stage is going to be like, when y'all walk into the church, don't say nothing.
When y'all walk in here,
y'all gotta be silent. Don't interrupt the service. This damn thing. I'm like, nigga, I'm speaking to my granddad. And he was like, no, he said some passive aggressive shit. He was like, and if y'all got a problem with it, y'all take it up with me after church.
I was like, oh, word? No. And I was like, you trying to box in church, bro?
In front of God's witness, boy.
I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, no. That right there is too much. I'm just like, you doing too much, bro. There's no way you're going.
Like, I just want to say hi to my grandpappy. Like,
let me say hi to my granddad. Like, damn. My mom even looked at him like, what the fuck wrong with that nigga? Like, we speaking to our granddad, nigga.
But we're at 29:39. Thank you guys for listening. And of course, I'm pretty sure some people are going to be bothered by what we said, but that's cool. But at the end of the day, we all are able to share opinion and thoughts and whatnot. And thank you, babe, for being on this podcast. It was really cool. I love you. You're great. Yeah. So we'll see you guys later. Bye.